Hi guys, this is Pastor Innocent Mwangi. Today I'm making this podcast from my bedroom. It's kind of late in the night. It's actually going to 1 a.m. in the morning, and there's something I had been planning to do for quite some time now. A topic I wanted to podcast and share my views with you, and in the hope that you're going to be blessed by what I will say. And the reason why this has not been a very easy topic for me to handle is because it relates to a very personal experience that happened to me last year, and by last year I mean January 2019, to be specific, on 31st January 2019, around 6 in the evening. For on that day, my wife of 25 years, Pastor Jane, went to be with Jesus. She passed on after a sudden illness that took her life away. You know, it was a very trying time for me, a very traumatic period for me and my family, especially during those last moments when I was with her. You see, we were together in church. I was in my office and she was in her office. And our offices were adjoining. And we kept an open door right through our offices so we could talk across the doors, and she would respond back to me. And on this particular day, in the evening, there was something she was doing. She was preparing for a conference for our ministry, and she was apportioning accommodation to the various dignitaries and guests that were coming for the conference. And I remember her telling me, finally, I have completed the list. I have the final list. In other words, she had already managed to provide places of accommodation for every dignitary, every guest that was coming for the conference. And I was very happy. And she, of course, she was happy, and I was happy for her. And all that, we were doing this together. Then after some time, she calls me over and tells me, you know what, I think I'm not feeling well. And I walk over to her and I pray for her. There was another pastor in the church, so I asked him over, and both of us, we prayed for her. She didn't get better, I realized she was getting weaker and weaker, and so we decided to pick her up and rush her to the hospital. The long and short of it all, within 15 minutes, she was gone. We didn't even get to the hospital, because by the time we got her to the hospital, she was pronounced dead. And just like that, my wife of 25 years, my beloved wife, you know, passed on and went to be with Jesus. And you know, lately, I've been thinking about the whole episode of everything that happened, because nothing happens, I mean, without God knowing, and there's nothing that happens without a reason. There's always a reason why things happen, and God always has a reason why He makes things happen the way they happen. And I think one of the important things that God wanted me to know about my wife, about the passing of my wife, the first thing that God wanted me to know is that my wife was taken by God Himself, that He's the one who took my wife. Because the previous Sunday, after she introduced me to preach, you know, I preached on Ezekiel 37, which is talks about the valley of dry bones. And I remember my backgrounding story, I think, was in Ezekiel 16 verse 24-ish. I'm not very certain at this particular point. And this is a place where Ezekiel, you know, God told Ezekiel that He was going to take his wife with one blow, with one strike. In fact, the Bible says, with one strike, I will take the delight of your eye. The delight of your eye, meaning his wife. And of course, it's a long story. So it felt like God was warning me, not literally warning me, but God was preparing me for what was to come barely 4 days later, because my wife passed on Thursday evening. And that was 31st January 2019. It's like God was, for preparing me of what was to happen a few days to come. And this was important to me because I have had stories, people talk about things that, somebody was taken by the devil, somebody sacrificed somebody, all those manner of stories that you hear. And God needed me to understand that I took your wife. And so if I took your wife, then she's in a better place and you can trust me to take care of her. And that gave me just so much peace, just to know that she is with God. Now, coming back to the topic for today, I told God I want to learn a few lessons from the passing away of my wife. So I wrote an article, which I put on my website, mwangi.org, www.mwangi.org. Mwangi spelled mwingi.org. And I posted this article there, and I titled the article, 16 Vital Lessons I have learned After the Death of My Wife. 16 Vital Lessons I Have Learned After the Death of My Wife. And the first lesson that I learned was that the distance between life and death is a breath away. I still remember my wife's last breath. Most of the time, we don't even know. We think the distance between life and death is a big one, but it is just a breath away. That was the first lesson I have learned. And the second lesson I've learned is that the only moments worth remembering are those shared. The only moments worth remembering are those shared. The moments you share with your loved ones. Those are the moments that are worth remembering. Those are the moments that you live for. And number three, that death is a stealth stalker. It strikes whenever it strikes. When death comes, it comes. And it does not announce itself. It just strikes. And it's final. There's nothing you can do about it. Once it happens, it happens. And number four, that service to God is the only enduring legacy. My wife passed on serving God from church. She went to heaven. That service to God is the only enduring legacy. If you want to do something for God, if you want to do something that is going to leave a mark in this world, serve God. Number five, that the only moment you have is now. Use it when you have it. Looking back, there are things I tell myself, I wish if I knew it was her last moment, I would have held her, tell her many other things. Yes, I love my wife, and I used to tell her I love you. I would have wanted to tell her I love you over and over and over until she took her last breath. So the only moment you have is now. Use it when you have it. If you're married, if you have a husband, you have a wife, tell them you love them as many times as you can. And don't leave the house when you're angry with them. Number six, that plans and strategies are nothing if they don't factor eternity. Plans and strategies are nothing if they don't factor eternity. True. And number seven, that time does not stop when we die. Tomorrow, we'll still be here. Time doesn't stop when we pass. Tomorrow, the sun will still rise and the sun will still set. This is very important so that we don't hold on to this world as if it's the only thing there is. Number eight, that arguments, hatred, and strife are a costly waste of time. Save your breath and make peace instead. Arguments, hatred, and strife are a costly waste of time. Save your breath and make peace instead. There's no time to project all these negativities to the people you love. It simply doesn't add any value to you. Number 9, that to live is to love. Never miss a minute to shower a dear one with love. To live is to love. Never miss a moment or a minute to shower a dear one with love. Number 10, that relationships are critical when calamity strikes. Cultivate them continuously. When my wife passed on, people came together, the church, my relatives, friends and acquaintances, they all came together. I never had to worry about anything. I didn't have to worry about money, where money is going to come from, for this, all that. They came together and helped me. So cultivate those relationships. Cultivate them. Relationships are critical when calamity strikes. Cultivate them continuously. Number 11, that grief is brutal but essential. Cry if you have to, but never let it paralyze you. I have learned to manage grief during this time. And the way I managed my grief is to know that my wife is in a better place, a place where she cannot come back here, because heaven is better than here. So it is us who will join her when our time comes. So grief may be brutal, but it is essential. Cry if you have to, but never let it paralyze you. And number 12, that however loved you are, people will move on after you die. So never take them too seriously. However loved you are or think you are, people will move on after you die. So never take them too seriously. I appreciate all the people that came here during that time to console me and my family. But they had other things to do. So once this period was over, they moved on. So if I lived here waiting for them every day, I would have disappointed myself. However loved you are, people will move on after you die. So never take people too seriously. Number 13, that God is a constant. God is a constant in the valley and on the mountain. He will never leave nor forsake you. God does not change because you're going through a difficult time. God doesn't change because you're going through a storm. God doesn't change because you're going through the valley of the shadow of death. God doesn't change because you are on top of the mountain. He's a constant in the valley and on the mountain. You can count on him. Number 14, that friends are like a fresh breath of air. When you are in the desert, treasure them. Friends are like a fresh breath of air when you are in the desert. Treasure them. They were a fresh breath of air for me and my family during this difficult time. And if you're listening to me and you know you're one of them, you are one of them, I treasure you. I appreciate you. I'm thankful to God for you. Friends are like a fresh breath of air when you're in the desert. Treasure them. Number 15, which is my second last point, that besides God's work, the other enduring legacy are children. Raise them in a godly way. That beside God's work, the other enduring legacy are children. Raise them in a godly way. This may sound funny to some of you, but if there's any regret I have, is that we didn't get more children. We have 2 boys, wonderful, handsome boys, strong men, and 1 lady, 1 young girl. Yeah. If there were 5 of them, I'll be even happier. I'm happy today, but I'll be even happier. That's what I'm saying. Besides God's work, the other enduring legacy our children. Raise them in a godly way. The people that carry on our legacy, the people that carry on not only our DNA and our genetic makeup, the people that carry on our vision and what we started, are our children. We live on through our children. So raise them in a godly way. And number 16, which is my last point, that eternity is real. It's your only hope of seeing departed loved ones again. Eternity is real. It is the only hope of seeing departed loved ones again. And this is why I have hope that one day I will see my wife again in eternity. One day we will be reunited with our loved ones in heaven. One day, all the pain, all the grief, if you have lost a loved one, all the grief you've felt, one day it will all make sense, because eternity is real. It's your only hope of seeing a loved one who has departed again. So again, this is Pastor Innocent Mwangi with 16 vital lessons I have learned after the death of my life. Till next time. Shalom.